Now, in terms of our theme discussion, our theme for this year's Hajj broadcast has been Sha'airullah, the symbols of Allah, symbols of Islam, the symbols of Hajj, or the distinguishing features. And Udhiyya and Qurbani is one such distinguishing feature. And we mentioned that there are severe warnings that have been sounded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those people who do not perform their udhiyya, and for those people who do not perform their qurbani if they have the means and if it is obligatory upon them. We discussed the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, he who has the means and does not perform qurbani, he should not approach our musalla, meaning the Eid Salah. And we explained that there's great merit to the Eid Salah, there's great blessings in performing one Salah, any Salah, let alone the Eid Salah behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And yet here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is prohibiting the person who failed to perform the qurbani, despite having the means, from performing the Eid Salah behind him. And this illustrates the tremendous importance of this. And we also explained yesterday the hadith from Tirmidhi, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam remained in Medina Munawwara for 10 years, and each year he performed the Qurbani. So it was a year-on-year practice of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In terms of the virtues of Udhiyya and Qurbani, just to remind ourselves so that it ups and increases our levels of motivation, there are many ahadith. The one is wherein it is mentioned that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked by the Sahaba that what are the rewards for this Udhiyya and Qurbani. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person performing Qurbani will be rewarded for every hair on the body of the animal, or for every fiber of wool in the case of sheep. You will be rewarded for every hair on the body of the animal, or for every fiber of wool in the case of sheep. And sacrificing the animals of Qurbani on the day of Eid al-Adha is also the most beloved action to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on that day. On that day, on Monday, Eid al-Adha, there is nothing more beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than the sacrifice and the flowing of blood. The son of Adam does not perform any action on the day of Nahar which is more beloved to Allah than causing the blood of the Qurbani animals to flow. This narration is in Mishkatul Masabih. It is actually mentioned that when the first drop falls, already the person's sins are being forgiven. Just imagine that as you decide how much you're going to spend on your Udhiyya and Qurbani, as you decide how involved you're going to be in the process, in all of that, remember that there's great reward in store. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding.